For anyone who doesn't know what the Defense Base Act is, it's an extension from the Longshore Act, and it provides workers' compensation for people working under government contracts in foreign countries outside of the continental U.S., typically around military bases. From a DBA standpoint, workers are hired from all over the world. The most prominent countries that we've been seeing recently have been Macedonia, Kosovo, India, United Kingdom, Ecuador, but pretty much any country that has brought employees to work under these DBA contracts. And we're not talking about hundreds of cases of being filed. We're talking about thousands of cases that this is affecting. So when an injury occurs and a case is filed in the United States, you would expect cooperation in the discovery on all ends, as that would be in the best interest of the person filing the lawsuit in the first place. And it used to be that. It used to be that we have cooperative parties that were just agreements to waive any swearing-in issues, productions of doctors. We would just work together and figure out a ways around any limitations that we had. And then someone, not me, contacted one of those foreign governments and had a question about a deposition that was about to occur in that country. Well, the result of that inquiry was a scathing letter from the country warning any party that was involved with that deposition was going to be subject to criminal charges and fines. Well, that put a stop to a lot of the cooperation, and that caused a lot of reassessing on how do we handle these cases, because there's thousands of them living all around the world. So what do we do at that point? Typically, when we were dealing with these countries that were not signatories to the Hague Convention, we would hold depositions in neighboring countries, right? That was the way around it. You can swear someone in. You cannot enforce a blocking statute if you're not present in the country itself. And some of the doctors that we were seeking records from would honor HIPAA releases. Some would not. Some would honor subpoenas. Some would not. And when they didn't, we would have plaintiffs go and get those records for us. But that causes issues of certification. It causes issues of, unfortunately, we received a lot of fraudulent medical records that would not have occurred had they been required to respond to subpoenas. Now, we must consider whether we can continue to follow the established procedures of adjudication in the United States, and to what extent we must take into consideration of the laws of these foreign countries. That's where the Hague Convention for Taking Evidence from 1970 comes into place. And it became so important because it was opening the door to address these discovery issues and encouraging the cooperation between these foreign governments. If the nation was a signatory, you would expect that they would cooperate with the exchange of evidence. Problem is, many of the countries, including those that are signatories to the Hague Convention, have also implemented separate blocking statutes in their countries to avoid the cooperation requirements. Plus, as much as the Hague Convention of 1970 was intended to open the doors for the exchange of evidence, the articles of the convention also provide opt-out options. Yes?
What's the incentive for the countries? Is it financial to protect their lawyers?
And that's a good question, right? Because one of the things that we're going to be talking about is the effect of the Hague Convention and the requirements and what you have to put in there, right? The nature of the subject that you're going to be talking about, why you're there. And from a transactional standpoint, on transactional cases, I can see why something may be confidential or trade secrets that you want to prevent. But you're talking about people who are filing claims for injuries in the United States. And I cannot see in any way how producing and requiring their cooperation with the discovery process in these cases are going to have a negative effect. The only thing that can happen is either you're going to get dismissed because you don't have evidence, or you're going to possibly gain a benefit. You're going to get money. And then the local countries are getting a benefit because you're not having someone